And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Tristan Winder, pleased to be joined by Congressman Adrian Smith, who has the pleasure of representing Nebraska's vast 3rd Congressional District. Congressman Smith, it's great to see you in the studio in the new calendar year.
Well, it's great to be here. I like to be on the front lines of the economy when I can. And like I tell folks, when I'm back in Nebraska, in comparison to D.C., there's a lot fresher air and more common sense.
And more snow this go around, too.
Well, that's true. Although Washington's gotten some snow, too. I like seasons, though, and so, of course, I want everyone to be safe on the roads and so forth, but I think the snowfall is refreshing.
Absolutely it is. And it's winter. Our producers need a little moisture while we can.
That's true.
Congressman Smith, you mentioned it a little bit. You're on the front lines of the economy here in the beautiful district that you're blessed to represent. But a lot of concerns economically, not only for the state of Nebraska, but for our great nation.
Well, when you look at inflation, highest in 40 years. And I think it was avoidable. And then obviously the pandemic caused some challenges. But when you look at the response, the initial responses to the pandemic that were short term, get us through the next few months. If you look at the GDP of 2020, you know, it took a dive that after that second quarter because of the beginning part of COVID and the pandemic. But then as things started to reopen, because there were a lot of, you know, Governor Ricketts is a great example of leading the way to get us back open responsibly. And so by the end of 2020, that GDP had come to about even. And so a year ago with a new president, you know, President Biden insisted that we just spend all this additional money, even though some of the funds weren't even spent from before, still aren't. And we're in a scenario now where President Biden, he wants to keep spending, and really dismissing the inflationary aspects of that.
Frivolous spending, I think, would be the safest way to put it, wouldn't you?
Well, when you look at the child subsidy, you know, back when we did tax reform, we doubled the child tax credit, but you had to file a tax return and be working. And they got rid of those. President Biden led the way to get rid of those requirements. So these payments are going out across America, or at least they were. And I've heard from folks who even tried to opt out of those payments, and they can't. So here, money is going out to folks who would rather not receive it, and it's a mess.
Not to mention the money that's going out to government entities as well. Lincoln County receiving a large sum fund. The state of Nebraska has too. Everybody's receiving a large sum fund when you look at it too. And I think we had one of our county commissioners recently publicly say that I'd have liked to give them that money back, but you can't trust the government to spend it wisely. So well, what do you do?
Well, that's right. It's really boxed in a lot of local officials who are so diligent to do the right thing. And I appreciate the opportunity to work with them, but we've got these challenges. You know, we have some 6 million tax returns from last year that haven't been dealt with by the IRS.
A backfile.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we're talking about taxpayers just trying to do the right thing, but President Biden and Speaker Speaker Pelosi, they've said, oh, we just need to hire more auditors, more IRS agents to audit more of the American people to bring in more money, when they can't even do the job that they've been hired to do now. Not to mention the fact that the Democrats insisted on taking the IRS, the tax collection agency, turning them into a payment agency for this child subsidy. And that is, I think it's really ultimately going to harm our country. But in the process, I think it really undermines the legitimate functions that need to be performed by the IRS. We've got problems that need to be solved, and I feel good about looking forward now with ideas and solutions to get our country back on track.
Congressman Smith, let's talk a little bit about your involvement currently in the political political landscape. I've talked to you about this a little bit before, but you were elected when President Obama was in the White House, right?
Actually, tail end of President Bush.
Tail end of President Bush. Okay, so let's talk about the difference in administration here. I think the perfect example was when I had the pleasure to talk to you sometime last year, it would have been last year. I was asking you about your involvement when President Trump was in the White House, because I know that you were very involved in a number of ways. You were in the Oval Office, too, working together, Republicans and Democrats alike, mind you. What's that relationship like now that President Biden has been sworn into the Oval Office, and is there that working across the aisle that we saw with the last administration?
No, because you have the president who has really pursued divisive policies, whether it's trying to change the electoral rules across America. That's what, I mean, he's characterizing it in a different way, but it's really they're wanting to change the election rules. And then the spending, I mean, it's just unlimited, basically. Mm-hmm. They want to spend our country into a direction that is, I think, unsafe, ultimately, for our economy and opportunity for future generations. And so it's not my understanding that President Biden is wanting to work with Republicans. And I know that President Trump, he invited Democrats up to the White House on a regular basis, looking for ways to work together. Whether it was infrastructure, President Trump wanted a solution on immigration as well. And when you look at trade, that's what is so important as we speak today, because President Trump, trade was a high priority for mm-hmm. him, and he approached things a little less traditionally than some might have imagined. But I think it's fair to say that President Trump was very successful on navigating the trade issue and actually handed over to our current president a year ago trade opportunities that he could have easily worked on, and we've seen nothing happen.
Not just with President Biden, too, but Vice President Harris is an individual that's very involved, surprisingly, in a different capacity than vice presidents have been in years past. But you still don't see that reaching across the aisle and that workingness together that was done by President Trump, but by Vice President Pence as well.
Yeah, it's very hard to figure out, because President Biden seems to be a different person than candidate Biden, who talked about bringing our country together. And the president the other day, he got on the stage and decided to just bash Republicans, saying that Republicans are standing in the way of his agenda. Well, his agenda is bad for America, and that's our concern. And yes. We think the child tax credit can be done appropriately, but the way they did it, it's damaging our country.
Congressman Smith, a vital election year upon us. We know that it's big in the state and with the legislature, too. But on the national spectrum, this is a pivotal point right now, not just for you and your colleagues on Capitol Hill on the Congress side, but for the U.S. Senate also.
Absolutely. That the Senate being 50-50 split and the close majority in the House, we see historic closeness in the majority. American people are paying attention to these policies, and they're very energized. We saw the election in Virginia, the so-called off-year election in Virginia and New Jersey, flipped the Virginia governor's race on local issues. And, families of children in our school systems, they're concerned about the future for their children. It might be curriculum today. It can be the national debt in the future. Fact of the matter is, our school systems need the community input to thrive. Ultimately, it's the community who foots the bill, mm-hmm. and we need to draw the community in to our educational systems rather than push them away.
It's been a busy month for you, Congressman Smith. A recent appointment that was announced, I believe, a week ago here, where you will be serving. You currently serve on the Ways and Means Committee, and you'll be chairpersoning a subcommittee in regards to that, right?
Well, right. In the minority, we're considered ranking members. numbers, but hopefully this time next year we'll be in the majority, and there will be subcommittee chairs as Republicans, whether it's subcommittee or full committee. But yes, I recently took over the trade subcommittee for the Ways and Means Committee. This is the subcommittee that is, you know, so focused on what agriculture needs here in Nebraska and across our country. We know that we want to expand our markets. We know that our ag production produces more than we consume in the U.S., so we want to be able to export that. So we want to expand our markets, and I see this as an opportunity for us, primarily because the administration, the Biden administration, has been so very quiet on the issue.
And this is a good opportunity for Nebraska, too, because I'm not going to disagree, Congressman Smith, that trade is so important, especially with our food here throughout the nation. But you could make the argument that trade is more important in Nebraska than many, many other states.
Well, when you look, we're a relatively small state in population, but a powerhouse in agriculture. So mm-hmm. we get the fact that we produce more here in Nebraska than we consume in Nebraska. Add up all the other states, similar situation. We have, you know, the efficiency and the quality of our ag products are the envy of the world. And so we want to be able to sell our products. We want to break down trade barriers that all too often pop up. Most specifically is with Mexico right now. They're wanting to keep a lot of our corn out. Mm. It's a political decision by the president of Mexico. It's not based on science and technology. So they want to keep out all this corn. The USMCA trade agreement that passed on probably the most bipartisan basis of any trade agreement during the Trump administration, even when Nancy Pelosi was Speaker of the House, okay, so the stars aligned, if you will, and we got that done, and that was made to address issues like this dispute with Mexico keeping our corn out.
To make January even busier for you on a personal and professional level, Congressman Smith, you've officially filed for re-election once again to represent the 3rd Congressional District, and even so much uniquely so on the heels of the 2020 census with some new constituents.
Right. So the 3rd District of Nebraska is going from 75 counties to 80.
80 of the 93,
80 of
folks.
The 93 counties. That's right. Both time zones, as I like to say. But I'm so honored to have the opportunity to serve. And I'm asking the voters for another 2-year term. I'm grateful to have the opportunity to talk to Nebraskans, not just on the radio like this, but to meet them where they are in their workplaces and across the 3rd District. I'm proud of what we have here. We've got some great things going on. We've got some barriers that I think have been imposed by the government. Whether they exist now or whether they're proposed, we need to be vigilant. And that's why I appreciate the opportunity to interact with Nebraskans right where they are, take their ideas back to Washington.
Congressman Smith, if any of your constituents want to get in contact with you directly to discuss anything on the federal level, what's the best way for them to do so?
Yeah, my official website is adriansmith.house.gov. I encourage Nebraskans to go there if they want to get more information on issues of their choice. We've got a system where they can let us know what issues they want updates on without having to get updates on everything. So we try to tailor
convenient.
That's right. And tailor it to their interests. And so again, adriansmith.house.gov.
And if folks want to learn about your reelection campaign specifically, what's the best way for them to do that?
That one's joinadrian.com.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add today, Congressman Smith?
I just appreciate this opportunity. Even in the middle of some snow here, it's great to be back in Nebraska. And I look forward to talking to folks where they are and always getting back here as often as I can.
As always, Congressman Smith, we appreciate the time and appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. Safe travels.
Thank you.